back again. Let's talk about no contact today. Is it ideal? Do you think it's ideal for you? No contact, in a sense, will bring yourself out of the mental abuse and mental fog that they bring to you with the abuse. And so when you separate yourself from this monster, you'll be able to see clearly. I think you'll be able to, at last, you'll be able to think for yourself that this person is not good for you. This person is evil. This person is a demon, you know? Because all they wanted from you is your attention, your supply, your fuel. So once you have gotten yourself out from that negative space, you block them everywhere, you don't give them a chance to torture you, to brainwash you anymore. But is it ideal for you? If you have children together, maybe you can do gray rock. Anything to block them from your mental space. Because trust me, your mental space is very important to your overall well-being. So no contact again. Is it ideal for you or not? Are you ready to block them everywhere? Truth is, I blocked, unblocked, blocked, unblocked during my recent abuse. It's because of our complicated relationship. I need to know more and more about her, why she did that. The truth is, guys, I think I was still in the trauma bond. So in order to get away from that, we need to do no contact. All I did now is no response. She hoovered me 2 months ago. No response. She called. No response. She texted. No response. She put up photos with hurtful caption. Obviously it's about me. No response. She got married. No response. But did I do the no contact? Right now, no. I wanted to do it so bad, but being in a 16 years of fake relationship with this person, guys, it's heartbreaking. But at least I'm in that step towards no contact. Maybe I'll do it again. Maybe I'll block her everywhere. Is it ideal? I'm not sure. Because I have this anxiety when I don't know what's going on after that. Guys, don't be like me. Just block them. I think I'm strong enough to do no response, but to have her, to talk to her, I don't think I will anymore, ever, because I do not want to be in that mental space, in that negative mental space anymore, where I become this stupid, sad person, like very, very tragic. My life was hell a year ago. I broke up with this person I think 2 years ago, and she'd still put up photos during our 2 year mark of our broken anniversary. Am I hurt? Am I hurt? Am I sad? No, I gave her no response. And I stopped looking at the narcissist's social media, and I stopped looking at her sociopath husbands, and I stopped reaching out to the scammers, the husband's victims, because I do not want to live my life surrounding this negativity anymore. So if you can, and if it's ideal for you, just do no contact, guys. Maybe it's good for you. Maybe it's good for me. We'll see. Let's make a pact. And just be okay.